Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
For now that eagle flies. We all can feel that thumb of tyranny coming down. But for right now, we live in the greatest nation in the world where freedom, freedom, freedom reigns. And we're looking to make North Dakota not just the freest state on the planet. Excuse me, not just the freest state in the nation, but the freest place on the planet. Speaking of North Dakota, tomorrow are the primaries. So if you haven't voted yet, please get out and vote for the candidate of your choice to make an impact and preserve, as we're just talking about here, our freedoms that we have in this great state and this great nation. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Chris Berg, sitting in for Mr. Scott Henn, and he's over in Norway, apparently, according to Kevin, enjoying some beautiful weather and some, what are they, Fords and whatever else he's got going.
Fjords.
Fjords,
okay. The Fjords, the Chevys, the Dodges, yeah, all those cars.
And they're all EVs, right? They're all electric vehicles driving.
The Teslas? Is that what we drive now? Teslas?
Yeah, the Teslas and all those kind of things. And hopefully today we get a chance to get into some of this EV conversation that's happening. Because there's another layer to the EV conversation that they're telling you it's about saving the globe. There's a lot more going on there. And I guess one way I'll frame it, if we get to it today, maybe tomorrow. But if you think about the company Tesla, do you think Tesla is a car company, or do you think Tesla is a software company? Interesting way to look at it.
Tesla's an energy company.
But there's another
way you can put it, too.
We may get to later. Yeah. But I want to start here, and I want to ask you guys this question, everybody listening to this question. If you think about your life right now, I'm curious which one, I'm going to give you sort of a multi-choice here, which one has a bigger impact on your life, on you and your family today? Would it be this 8.3% we're told, which really is 14-15% inflation. $5 a gallon gas, food's way up. Is that having a bigger impact on your family right now, or the January 6th event that took place?
How much time do I get to think on that one?
I'm turning this mic off.
Here's why I bring this up. Do we remember, by the way, tomorrow, Flag Day, President Trump's birthday? Remember when President Trump came out and he goes, hey, fake news. They are the enemy of the people, and people would just get so triggered, the snowflakes would melt. And I bring all this up because the fake news is the enemy of the people. Because yesterday, and I do this so you don't have to. It's painful, but I do this so you don't have to. I fast forward through the Sunday shows because I just want to see, hey, what are these people talking about? And every single show yesterday leads with the January 6th hearing and doesn't get to inflation until like minute 58.
Yeah, no. Right? It's unbelievable.
It's just, it's absolutely stunning to me that anybody tunes into that stuff where they just, they don't care.
Does your neck hurt from, because my neck's killing me from shaking my head. I mean, I shake my head so hard and so often, it's just kind of, my neck goes out constantly now.
And they just,
it's just ridiculous. It's can't be, this can't be real, but yet it is.
Treat us like we are a bunch of rubes.
Yeah.
And so not only does the media do that, but I would suggest people in the swamp in D.C. are doing the exact same thing. Because if you care about the Constitution and your constitutional rights to actually keep liberty in this nation, to have as much sovereignty as possible, I'm sure you saw the breaking news over the weekend that U.S. Senate has now come together on some sort of agreement. There's no text, but some sort of agreement in regards to some sort of gun bill. I bring this up because, yes, we all want to stop, you know, and prevent deaths that are taking place in this nation. The piece that I really would invite you to pay attention to that's going to get a lot of conversation, I hope, I hope, even though the fake news is the enemy of the people, is part of the conversation that's taking place in this gun law is that they are going to implement or seriously consider or else incentivize states to implement red flag laws. Now, if you're not familiar with what a red flag law is, we're going to get into that in a moment here, but it's essentially where an anonymous source can call the police, they can then go to a judge and strip you of your constitutional right. An anonymous source.
Right, which means everybody you're mad at all of a sudden,
you can
just make a bogus call.
And then I have to go prove innocence.
Stop. That's not happening. It's not in the I listened intently to Hugh Hewitt this morning on my way in. The boyfriend clause to it, past a spouse thing.
That's going
to
get taken out.
That will be a part of it, but there's a lot of nuance to this that they haven't even gone over yet. There's a lot to it and misinformation about it.
Well, and
I'm not good with any of it, but I'm just saying.
Maybe, but I want to play for you a couple things. So I want to set the stage today with this. So I don't want to give you too much context here because I just want you to listen to where we are as a nation right now. What I'm going to play for you, just listen to it closely. Then I'm going to tell you what this is from years ago. Kevin, Todd, the radio guy, I want to see if you guys can guess what this is as well. But also, as I play this clip, it's about a minute and 15 seconds. Listen to the date. They actually give you an actual date at the end of this clip. Listen to that closely.
Imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my dad.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed. But instead of one miracle, we were given three. The precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
In the 6 years we've been conducting our little experiment, there hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work for you.
We want to make absolutely certain that every American can bank on the utter infallibility of the system. And to ensure that what keeps us safe will also keep us free.
Pre-crime? It works.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, vote yes on the National Pre-Crime Initiative.
Anybody know where that's from?
I'm trying to remember. I remember that. It was a movie? It's a movie or was it a TV? What? Tell.
The radio guy?
Got me.
Steven Spielberg, years ago, The Minority Report.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Remember the precogs?
Yes, precogs, yes.
That is what the red flag laws are supposed to do, is they're
pre-crime.
Supposed to pre-crime. Exactly. And what people may or may not know is that in Uvalde, there's all these companies right now that are developing AI to go out and basically just scan all the social media of different students. And look, your kids are being watched. Hopefully your school is disclosing that to you. Many of them probably aren't. But I want you to know that in Uvalde was implementing one of those AI programs to look at the social media sites of the students. Clearly, it wasn't effective. And so I bring all this up because is that where we're at right now? We're going to start to use AI and algorithms to prevent crimes and strip you of your constitutional rights. I love the piece when the guy says, and we're doing this for safety and liberty. Oh, okay.
Well, and all we have to do to screw it up as far as humans filing the report is just go in and report everybody. Overwhelm the system, then they won't be able to engage it because it's going to be so overwhelmed. But if you start getting into the whole AI thing, yeah, it's a whole other can of worms, and oh boy.
That's going to boil down to the scores, right? But then you start getting a score, you can't buy a gun. This is why we said on my show, you do not want the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. Bitcoin, awesome. Other coins, awesome. The CBDC, absolutely not, because we're going to control everything you can buy. Which then brings me to, I didn't want to go here already, because what time are we out on this first at 9:20?
17 or something.
So, okay. Then we come back. I want to play something for you from a gentleman who talked about these red flag laws in a House hearing. And over the weekend, Kevin and I were at Tom Campbell's place, had a great event at his place. It was Lake Haven. So, again, Tom, if you're listening, thanks so much for having us.
But one of the things that came up in the conversation is people kept saying to me, how do we get our country back? How do we go back to the good days? Remember when many of you listen to the show, I'm sure you can remember, you'd go to school, and my dad had the same thing in Oaks, North Dakota. You'd have a shotgun in a locker. You'd have a shotgun out in the car because you and your boys after school were going to go and pick up some birds and go home and make it a great day. And you had shotguns in lockers, and not a single person was like, uh-oh, someone's going to get shot.
Well, way back in the day, you had a class, so you knew what to do with that thing. You knew how to clean it and all that.
Yes. So
you brought
thank
it to your class.
Thank you for that. And so I want to play for you a clip from Representative Higgins. He's out of Louisiana. Just absolutely crushes it in regards to these red flag laws. Hopefully, again, I'm going to get back to my Tesla car company, energy company, or software company and why there's such a push for EVs, but they're not giving you the real reason. All that and much, much more coming up right after this right here on What's On Your Mind.
Because everybody wants to drive a golf cart.
Did I say that out loud?
Oh, sorry.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You want to talk about making you hungry. Usually Scotty gets to do that. I get to do that today. It is Monday. Valley City's got meatloaf or scallop potatoes today. I'm down for some PetroServe meatloaf. Swedish meatballs in Harwood. West Main Avenue's got the mac and beef for the country fried steak. Beefy noodle hot dish on 12th Avenue. Chicken fettuccine on NP Avenue. Salisbury Steak up in Yulin. And my spot, Glendon, serving up the pulled pork today. There you go. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And you know, one thing about PetroServe USA, with gas prices where they are, they know about it. They know the pain. They're doing what they can because they represent a number of different fuel and Marathon, et cetera, where they can shop around. So they're constantly working to keep it as low as they can.
Can we give them a big shout-out? Because you and I have talked about this before. Yeah. They started what's called their 4 for 4 years and years and years ago. You
still
go in.
$4. Still there.
Still. Inflation.
Inflation
is,
buster right there.
Yeah. So if you're somebody that's like, you know what, I want to go get a great meal, and it's inexpensive, I get filled up, which, by the way, the cookies, you're going to get two and want like 10. Just so you know ahead of time, but the 4 for 4, I mean, they're so good. It's just, I go in, I grab a couple, I'm like, oh, I should have grabbed like 8 more of those. It's just, it's ridiculous.
How does the skinniest guy of the three of us bring up the cookie thing? How does that work?
Metabolism.
No, I wish, man. Yeah. I only limit myself to the two because I just
never trust a skinny cook. Take it from me, I'm the biggest one of the three of us. Those cookies rock.
They are absolutely incredible. So we were having a great conversation off the air about the Tesla and the EVs. I hope we get to that. And I want to come back to this because these red flag laws are really, really important. If you're someone that actually values, I don't know, this thing called the Constitution, kind of important, let alone the Second Amendment right is probably the most important right. Freedom of speech, Second Amendment, there's a reason it's the second one so that we can actually fight off this thumb of tyranny that's coming down on us. So these red flag laws, we mentioned a moment ago, if you're just joining us, I'm Chris Berg, sitting for Scott Hennin here on What's on Your Mind, are really preemptive crimes. They are like the precogs for Minority Report, where they're going to go, that person seems a little bit off. Let me call the cops. I'm going to go to a judge, get a warrant, and then take this person's gun. Many of you, I'm sure, listening to the show are going, over my dead body.
Yeah, really. No, well,
a warrant wouldn't do it. There'd have to be, and again, this is another thing, there would have to be a hearing.
No, there's no hearing.
Oh, I know. That's what Hugh Hewitt was talking about, that there, as it is, there would have to be, you know, you'd have to prove it, and it had to go some of the TROs too, you know, if you have a
but
TRO.
But wait a second, if I'm someone who's mentally unstable, how are you going to call me into a hearing? Like, I can show up and act normal for a couple,
good
you
point.
Know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
my point is
I do it every day from 9 to 11, I mean, you know.
In Maryland, and I'm going to play this for you after I play Mr. Higgins here because he just crushes it. In Maryland, cops showed up at a gentleman's house because they were given the red flag order, if you will. And guess what happened to that gentleman in Maryland?
See ya.
Shot and killed by the cops because he wouldn't give up his firearm. So I want to play this because, again, over the weekend, and a lot of people have been talking, they're like, you know, how do we get things back? Like, how, I mean, even right now, I'm sure you've been watching the markets. We might talk about this later as well. Pretty much every gain since Joe Biden's been in office, gone. Gone. And then the inflation thing, guys, I'm telling you, it's on purpose because what it does is it draws down the national debt. We'll get into that later. Here's Congressman Higgins, who's speaking to a chief of police who, remember, the chief of police, when he takes office, takes an oath to uphold the United States Constitution. Listen closely. I just think this is fantastic.
Vermaglia. I'm looking at your presented statement, sir. Say you support confiscating guns from individuals determined to be a threat to themselves or others. Determined to be. So by this legislation my colleagues are putting forth, my understanding of the letter of that law, which I 1,000% oppose, as were our founding fathers, the letter of that law is an anonymous tip from a citizen. So if this was law, Commissioner, would you confiscate, would you go to your neighbor's home and confiscate his legally owned weapons, a man that was not under criminal investigation nor under arrest? Would you do it?
The red flag laws would.
That's a yes or no, brother. I got 5 minutes to make an hour and a half statement here.
It's more than a yes or no answer.
We'll move on then. If you cannot say yes, you would confiscate weapons from an American citizen that was subject to this law that my colleagues intend to push through this Congress, then you said in your statement that you would confiscate those weapons if an American was determined to be, your quote, a threat to themselves or others. According to that law, determined to be is defined by an anonymous tip.
Now, not only is it an anonymous tip, let me ask you, everyone here listening, this question. Who is making that determination?
Exactly.
Is it going to be, is it going to be the woman that they hired at DHS that was going to be the arbiter of truth? Is she the one that's going to determine if I'm mentally stable or not? Like, who's the one that's determining that? Are they going to take it to a board of, what, three people? I've got no idea who they are. It's
an anonymous tip, though. I mean, that means you could flood the whole thing with literally everybody you think owns a gun just to get at them.
I'm not for any of this, but I don't think an anonymous tip gets it done. It's got to go a lot farther than that.
I hope so. Could you imagine?
No doubt about it.
I hope you're right. All I'm saying is in the House, this passed. An anonymous tip passed in the House. So this, I think then Mr. Higgins here talks a little bit more. What time are we out here? 9:30?
30, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
29.
That an American citizen, a threat to themselves or other. You're a police commissioner, a thin blue line brother, sworn to uphold the Constitution, and you're saying you'd see those weapons. I see that as a problem. I'm going to bring us back in time to World War II.
This is good.
America's population, 140 million. 15 million American men came home from World War II with deep scars and significant skills. They bore the invisible wounds of war. There was weapons everywhere. We'll talk about mental challenge. My father was one of those men who was a Navy pilot in World War II. He came back from the war and built his family. I'm the seventh of his eight children. I was born in 1961. We had guns everywhere. There was virtually no regulation. Any child in the 50s could buy a weapon from any seller if daddy sent them with the money. We didn't have mass shootings. It wasn't until 1968 in America that serial numbers were even required on weapons sold in this country. You order weapons through the Sears catalog by the mail.
Wow.
In the 70s, I attended a high school, large rural school. Virtually every vehicle in the parking lot was a pickup truck. And almost everyone had a rifle or a shotgun on the back glass and a pistol under the seat. And we didn't have school shootings. 1979, I began college. One of the jobs I had to work my way through college was as a carpenter.
So a quick question for you as we are coming up on a break. What happened in 1963? What happened in 1963 that could be impacting us today? We'll talk about that in the last segment of the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, if we're going to get rid of school shootings forever, how would you do that? Think outside the box. I've got an interesting theory thesis on that. We'll talk about that as well. But coming up next, special guest running for state senate here in the great state of North Dakota, Mr. Crown.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. Washington, D.C. is bracing for renewed violence as the Supreme Court may make a decision on Roe v. Wade as soon as today. An attempted murder charge has been brought upon a California man after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told the justices at the steps of the Supreme Court they won't know what hit them, end quote. A bill to protect the justices has been stalled by Democrats in the House. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
Their effort to intimidate the United States Supreme Court is so intense that they won't even pass this legislation. Legislation that passed the Senate unanimously. Every Democrat supported that legislation, and they won't bring it up in light of the fact now that we had an assassination attempt on the sitting justice.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You know, kind of important, especially now, to be doing business with the people that, you know, think like you do. You know what I mean? And Patriot Mobile is one of those companies. What they do is they support the causes that you care about. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate to a portion of every dollar to organizations that are just phenomenal. They have TPUSA, Turning Point USA, a number of great entities. And they do their research on who they're giving money to so they know it's going to actually help. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Super easy. Get a free activation code at Flag Family. The Flag Family is the free activation code. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. That's it. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. You can call the U.S.-based customer service team as well at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Switching super easy. Don't have to worry about anything. We switched.
Very, very well done. Thank you for that, Kevin. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. I'm sitting in for Scott Hanna. This is Chris Berg. Thank you so much for joining us here on this beautiful Monday, Monday before primary day here in the great state of North Dakota. We get a special guest join us here in a moment. First, always I want to defer to our great audience and our callers. Let's go to line one. Sylvester in South Dakota, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First thing we're going to have to do is take back our government and close the United States Department of Education. And, of course, get back to God, get God back into our schools, and that will take a while just to re-educate society. But the first thing is take back our government and stop sending the rhinos back there all the time.
Thank you very much, Sylvester. Appreciate that. He's sort of alluding to what I said earlier, 1963, what happened? It was illegal to do
73, wasn't it? Roe versus Wade?
Well, that is Roe versus Wade. 63, though, was the Supreme Court decision around Bibles in schools, and they said, nah, no mas, lo siento, no more Bibles in schools. And so if you look at that timeline, you know, and what's happened in America.
If I were the devil.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
You
thank
know
you.
It.
Thank you.
You so know, he made one point about the Department of Education, and I, you know, when the Libertarians were making a run at it, and I forget Gary, who was a candidate a couple of cycles ago, former New Mexico governor, entrepreneur. He was a Libertarian candidate, and he and this the judge that was running from him from the L.A. district talked about literally abolishing the Department of Education.
Yes.
And I thought, what are you kidding me? So then as the more I read and the more you learn about the Department of Education, and, well, here's some standardized testing and Common Core. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself. And the money that we spend to get that little bit of the intrusion that we get out of the DOE, it makes more than sense. I mean, they should be done. We get the Department of Education shut down, disperse those workers wherever, give the schools back to our communities and our parents and our boards that we put in place.
Wait.
Crazy talk.
Are you a domestic terrorist?
I'm crazy talk. That's crazy
talk. Just hope that Attorney General Garland's not listening to the show, or you might have someone visit your house with a temporary restraining order, and then maybe you'll get a hearing. I don't know. We'll see.
Bring it.
All right, do we have, if you want to call...
We do.
Okay, great. Let's go to our guest, then. We'll get a chance to visit about this. Joining us right now, District 33 State Senate candidate Keith Boehm. Keith, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. I guess let's just start there with what Kevin just mentioned. You know, you look at the Department of Education here. They kind of use that as a way to go, hey, guys, if you put CRT in your schools, we'll give you a bunch of federal funds. Is there a way for North Dakota to say no to these federal funds from the DOE? Would you be a proponent of that or no?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for this opportunity, I'm glad to be here today. As far as federal funds to the schools, what are the local school districts willing to give up? Because those federal funds finance a myriad of things.
It's a fair point. I mean, they're so flush with cash right now after the COVID money. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
As far as being a proponent, personally and politically, we should be able to say no to those funds, but we aren't because of the fiscal policy of our school districts.
So let's just talk about that. As you're out there going around your district, getting a chance to visit with your constituents, what's the number one or two things on their minds right now that they're talking to you about?
Well, as far as education goes, we've got so much cultural influence in our educational system right now, and that's basically what they're talking about the most. They do not like the cultural influences being moving into education. They're concerned about the three R's, and educating their children in education, not in cultural influences.
So with that being said, it was fascinating. I had a chance to speak at the North Dakota Petroleum Council in Watford City a while back, and we talked about making North Dakota the freest state in the nation. And for me, I thought people were going to, this was a bunch of people involved in the oil and gas industry. I thought they're going to be talking about taxes and, things of that nature. And I had several people come up to me after this, Mr. Boehm, and they said, hey, Chris, if you really want to make North Dakota the freest state in the nation, the number one most important thing we need to do is provide school choice. As a state senator, if you become elected, how would you be a proponent of that, number one? And then what would be your strategy to get that done?
Well, I am a proponent of school choice. All eight of my children were homeschooled. And that was, we made that decision many, 30 years ago. And that was affect our kids from the cultural influences that were out there. And as far as school choice goes, how do we implement that? Let the system set the school districts free and the parents free to make school choices with the funds that come down from the state.
Do you think homeschooling parents should be subsidized, paid for doing the homeschooling?
I think that all school choices to educate our children should be those funds that come down from the state should be dispersed.
Like follow like a voucher system, right? Like follow the student, yes or
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that would be.
I paid taxes all the way through while we were homeschooling our children, and yet I put the bill for the home educational curriculum.
If you're just joining us, he's a Senate candidate in District 33. Keith Boehm is with us, and homeschooled eight children. So, by the way, congratulations on that. So what does that look like?
I have to give credit to my wife because she done most of the work.
Smart man, very very well said. All right, so if you're elected, let's talk about sort of what's your vision. Why are you doing this? What would you like to accomplish as a state senator?
Well, when I look at the three areas that I have experience in, I've got experience in the energy industry, I've got experience in the ag industry, and I got experience in the small business world. Let's take the energy industry first. Everybody's talking about regional haze. The energy industry has been talking about regional haze every time a Democratic administration comes into power. And, you know, and that battle is being fought at the state level. And it's merely a part of the assault on our coal energy industry. And that needs to be fought ahead of the game. You know, politicians always tend to address an issue when there's a crisis. And, you know, they do that in the cultural arena. They do that in, you know, all kinds of arenas. Once the crisis has arrived, all of a sudden it's time to address it. And, you know, and that needs to be done in the regional haze. That needs to be done in, you know, one of the things that's decimating our energy industry is the fact that renewables are able to come into the grid at, you know, at its own will. You know, it's able to come into the grid first, and that's wrecking our baseload industry. And when I was in the industry, we've seen this coming years ago. Every time another wind farm went on, it added a little more destabilization to our grid. And now that our grid is fully saturated with renewables and it's starting to dramatically affect our grid, all of a sudden the politicians have decided, oh, that's a problem. This should have been addressed years ago. And I know that the RTOs in our industry are, you know, MISO and STP. And I heard last week that they don't implement policy, or they implement policy, they don't set policy. Well, why aren't we way ahead of that?
Very, very good question. Keith, we've got about 30 seconds left here. I want to give you a chance for a last word if people want to find out more information about you. Do you have a website or anywhere they can go to get more information about you before tomorrow's vote?
Yes, and can I just kind of say a broad statement here?
Sure.
I have to say that overall people are concerned about the future, whether it's inflation, their livelihoods, or the influence of the culture on their families. We look at the challenges we have before us, and they seem overwhelming, but they are not. Can we get inflation under control? Yes, but it will take an experienced leader to get there. And I have that experience in business to fight that at the state level. I will not rubber stamp inflation in government. The energy industry in our district employs over 14,000 people, and it has to be sustained.
Wow.
And there are some huge forces at work to get rid of the coal, and they need to be addressed at the state and national level. The present energy policy is broken and is headed for crisis because an ideology is driving it. This needs to change, and I will do everything possible to do my part for our energy industry. And the cultural decay is affecting our families in a dramatic way. It's affecting their education, their communities, and their future. My entire life has been focused on protecting my family, and so far I've had success in that arena. I want to bring that to the legislature and help protect the families in our district and around the state.
Thank you very much, sir. Again, District 33 State Senate candidate Keith Bain, we appreciate the time, and thank you for what you're doing to protect and preserve liberty and sovereignty. Have a great day, sir. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you very much. When we come back, we've got some phone calls. We want to give you a chance to call into the show, 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Also, if we've got time here, I also want to talk about how could we pretty simply completely eradicate school shootings. Never happen again in the great United States of America. Amanda Ooh. Davis texts in.
Oh.
Are you for Mr. Cotter?
Mr. Cotter, yes.
Mr. Cotter.
I have the answer.
I'll do it in two sentences next.
Oh, that
I'll
was
give it
genius.
To you. Big face.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In for the one and only Scott Henin. He is out in Norway. We're going to get to some of your calls, and one of the questions hopefully we'll get a chance to get to is, what could we do, and think outside the box here, but what could we do as a nation to completely eradicate school shootings so they would never happen again? It's actually,
well, I'm all ears on that one.
Fairly simple. Oh, man, now you're teasing me. So hopefully we'll get to that. I want to get to the calls as first. We always defer to them. And a text that came in, Amanda Davis, running for Bismarck School Board, says, hey, I agree about we need to get rid of the Department of Education, as Kevin was mentioning earlier, and bring God back into our schools ASAP. All right, let's go to some phone calls. Line two here, we've got Larry out of Stanley. Larry, welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, fellas. Say, you know, with all these candidates running for office and Senate and House in North Dakota, there's a lot of rules and laws that need to be revisited or that nobody seems to address. I had a sister that had her house flooded two times, and she took three entities to court. And in the end, we found out you can't sue for the your attorney fees. So that makes these people totally, totally not have to deal with you. I watched a woman on fixed income have to take $90,000 out of her life savings to fix her house up. They laugh at you when you're in court, because if you keep fighting them, you're just going to keep spending money. Secondly, when are we going to do away with the archaic, outdated tinted windows law? I live in a small town. You go in there and you get busted for tinted windows. You go anyplace else, there's North Dakota license plates on vehicles all over, and the windows are tinted. It's a harassment law. And then one very important, another thing that affected me, was when you go to court, you're not allowed to go in and tape record that court proceeding yourself. You're supposed to rely on the court reporter. Well, I can prove to you that I have had numerous times the court record changed because they said and did things that they didn't want a record of. And I can prove it. And there needs to be a law that says you have the right to go and tape record every word spoken in that court. And I believe it's a fundamental right a person should have.
Larry, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Again, if you want to call into the show, the number 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Jody wants to give a quick shout out here. Jody out of Fargo. Jody, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, how's it going? Hey,
we're
I'm calling because I want to plug a fantastic business owner in this community, one that I had the honor to meet this last week, and his name is Vince Webker, owner of Hot Spring Spas in West Fargo, also known as Hot Tub Vinny. Do you guys
yeah.
know him?
Oh, yeah, we know Hot Tub Vinny. Come on.
And I met him randomly at Rib Fest this last weekend, and you know, I'm running for City Fargo Commission. This is Jody Plessity.
Hey, Jody.
Yeah. And, you know, I randomly went up there last Wednesday, and next thing I knew, it was 2 hours later, and he was inviting me to come up for the entire weekend to his booth and share details of my mission. And, gosh, I just, you know, I cannot express enough gratitude for what he's done for me and the great people that he connected me to the last 5 days alone. It's definitely a God connection for us both, and I just really wanted to share that about him. So.
Well, Jody, you should know he texts me not only your Facebook page, he texts me your link of your website. So
nice.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon. So he's getting the word out on you.
Love that, Jody. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that, you know, to answer one of your questions about you've been talking about school shootings, is that, you know, I think we need more protection for our little ones in school, not less, and safety procedures, you know, need to be taught better to the teachers and the quick kind of response, what we do, and we just need professional, experienced people that are protecting our little ones while they learn in school. So,
Jody, stick around, because around 10:15 or 10:20 or so, I'm going to go into a theory that I have, a thesis, I should say, that how can we completely eradicate school shootings? We'll see if some of you agree. I think it's one option to look at that would get rid of them forever. What time are we at here, guys? We got another call I want to get to. Do we have another minute or so? Or
yeah, we're good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So let's go to Morgan in Fargo. Morgan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on. It's good to talk with you again. You're the man.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Yep, sir. How to eradicate school shootings? What I would say is when things like what happened to Jupiter Paulson happened, the person that does that, or, you know, even any school shooting, the person needs to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, and it should be done swiftly. So people ask, oh, what happened to that guy? He's locked away somewhere. Oh, that's taken care of. Nobody has any trust in the police or the state right now, and they got to nip this in the bud. So the only political person that made any attempts to reach out to the Paulson family is Shannon Roars Jones. I hope she wins the mayor race tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you very much, Morgan. Appreciate it. If you're not familiar with the story about Jupiter, just a horrific story. A young woman skateboarding across a parking lot here in Fargo. a guy who should have been behind bars. I mean, was beating people up when he was convicted earlier. So that's not the cops. Remember, that's a judge and the district attorney that are going through that situation and saying, oh, this guy should, you know, get a lighter sentence or whatnot. He's out. He's high and ends up stabbing Jupiter to death. All right, so coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, I will share with you how we completely eradicate school shootings forever.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.